It's just thought.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. Last week's Eagles show, which counterintuitively featured no Eagles music, following that band's assemblage through the evolution of its parts, a journey highlighting what was to be the country rock subgenre. The first interbreeding of rock and country was in the 50s with rockabilly, culminating in its best-known period, the late 60s and early 70s. This rock and roll subgenre can be as complex as the aforementioned Eagles, or as simple as just adding a steel guitar to a rock record. The early years of country rock, obviously, is the subject of this Vinyl Garage. We're beginning in, of all places, Liverpool, England, and the B-side to a Beatles single with Act Naturally. Originally recorded by Buck Owens in 1963, and again in 1989 as a duet with Ringo Starr. The track can also be found on the UK Help LP, and domestically on the Yesterday and Today LP.
Tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies, then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part and I won't need rehearsing. You can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies, then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time.
High and dry, well, I'm up here with no warning.
found out it was money I was after. Pine dry, oh, while the weird laying down, should be standing here to pine dry. All right.
Someone say, if I had his money, I'd do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. For money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a heart that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. Once I was living in fortune and fame, had all that I dreamed of to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, how I lost every dime. Richer by far, with a satisfied mind.
Don't want to see her. why, tell me why. Can't you see that it's not right? It's a lie, it's a lie. Don't hide your sorrow in the night. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. If you don't want to see her cry, is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Even worse, you must face her with the trouble, though it's hurting like a curse. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye?
The Jagger Richards original High and Dry from the Rolling Stones 1966 Aftermath LP heavily hinted at country long before the country rock genre ever existed. Brian Jones supplied the harmonica. The Byrds would soon record 3 years later what is considered the first true country rock album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, but 1965's Turn, Turn, Turn LP found an early country experiment in Satisfied Mind. First recorded as a number one single on the country charts in 1955 by Porter Wagoner. Go and Say Goodbye was from the Buffalo Springfield's first self-titled release, also from 1966, along with its appearance as a B-side of the band's first single. The country song featured on vocals Stephen Stills and Richie Furay, recorded at Gold Star in Los Angeles. Another example of why the Byrds were country rock ground zero was the first solo record of founding Byrd, Gene Clark. 1967's Gene Clark with the Gosden Brothers, also found on Columbia. The LP was a who's who of session musicians featuring Glenn Campbell, Leon Russell, Van Dyke Parks, Jim Gordon, and ex-fellow Byrds Chris Hillman and Michael Clark. From that LP, Tried So Hard.
Stopped a while this morning on my way back home. I had to realize this time that I'd be all alone, 'cause she is moving somewhere far away, not slow. And though I tried so hard to please her, she said she really had to go. Bad. I've been through similarities. It's not the first break I've had, and I just can't let it bring me down too low. 'Cause I tried so hard to please her. There must be something more to know. Ooh. Never thought that we would find our endless way. Seemed like everything was going fine. Still with all the things that I can do or say, it won't change the fate I know so well is mine. So I'll stop again to look right past the pain, because I've been in love before and I can love again. And while she's moving somewhere far away, not slow, I know I tried so hard to please her. She said she really had to go. Ooh.
Candyman, saw the dog. Candyman, saw the dog. Candyman, saw the dog. And I'd do anything in this God Almighty world to have a Candyman home. My girl to the candy stand, she got stuck on the candy man. I took my girl to the candy stand, she got stuck on the candy man. I took my girl to the candy stand, she got stuck on the candy man. But I love my candy girl, God knows I do. There's a little red light,
candy man,
and a little green light,
candy man.
There's a little red light,
candy man,
and a little green light,
candy man.
There's a little red light,
candy man,
and a little yellow light. If you stop on the red, then you go on the green, but don't get stuck in between. My candy man,
my candy man,
he's getting gone. My candy man,
my candy man,
he's been and gone.
He's been and gone.
My candy man,
my candy man,
he's long gone.
He's long gone.
And I'd do anything in this God Almighty world, God knows I would.
Side to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's first single was Candyman, a track written by gospel bluesman Reverend Gary Davis. This Long Beach band at one time counted Jackson Browne as a member and should be considered more country than rock. You can't mention this musical subgenre without featuring Bob Dylan. positioned dead center in his country period, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight was from 1967's John Wesley Harding LP and highlighted this yet unnamed rock offshoot. The track featured Pete Drake on steel guitar and Nashville session insider Charlie McCoy on bass. Next up, the aforementioned Byrds LP that would officially put a face to this new country rock. And speaking of new faces, with the departure of Michael Clark and David Crosby, the Byrds were in need of help, and thanks to the inclusion of Graham Parsons, a marginal influence from the LA music scene, the new project switched gears, becoming a straightforward country rock album. Parsons going so far as to insist the record be recorded in Columbia's Nashville Music Row studio. The new project alienated the band's fans, causing the album to sell poorly, despite being positively received by the critics and eventually granted vinyl sainthood as one of the most influential albums of the 60s. From that album, a Dylan track that even Zimmy hadn't recorded yet, You Ain't Going Nowhere, as the first single, and Hickory Wind, a Parsons composition that would become his signature tune. Graham would re-record the track for his 1974 LP, Grievous Angel.
Glide so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Pick up your money, pick up your tent. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
And a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
Now Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill, no matter how steep, when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day the bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
South Carolina, there are many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now when I I always pretend that I'm getting the feel of
hickory tree. I started out younger, had most everything, all the riches. What else can life bring? But it makes me feel better each time it begins, calling me home. Pick up. Hard way to find out that trouble is real in a faraway city with a faraway feel, but it makes me feel better.
When Graham Parsons joined the Byrds, he was already a member of another band, the International Submarine Band, and, more importantly, under contract to that group's record label, LHI. The already recorded ISB album, Safe at Home, went unreleased for months after Graham became a Byrd. The label's owner, Lee Hazelwood, legally managed to limit Parsons' contribution on Sweetheart of the Rodeo, requiring some of his vocals to be re-recorded by Chris Hillman. By the time LHI did release Safe at Home, the band no longer existed. And ironically, when Sweetheart was made public, Graham had already left the Byrds to form the Flying Burrito Brothers. From the aforementioned Safe at Home, Do You Know How It Feels to Be Lonesome? A track co-written by Parsons. Oh, and this is as good a time as any to mention that you're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Do you know how it feels to be lonesome when there's just no one left who really cares? Did you ever try to smile at some people and all they ever seem to do is stare? Can you remember how it feels to be cold again when the happiness of love has gone away and you never want to go out on the street again and you only seem to live from day to day? Just no one left to you ever try to smile at some people, and all they ever seem to do is stare. Remember how it feels to be cold again, when the happiness of love has gone away, and you never want to go out on the street again, and you only seem to live from day to day. Do you know how it feels to be lonesome when there's just no one left who really cares? Did you ever try to smile at some people, and all they ever seem to do is stare? Yes, and all they ever seem to do is stare.
When you think of the Bo Brummels, you may hear their first single, Talk Talk. Or maybe remember their appearance in the 1965 sci-fi flick Village of the Giants, or as the Bo Brummel Stones in season 6 of the Flintstones. All pretty normal 60s rock and roll band stuff, but the band shook up their status quo on 1968's Bradley's Barn, an album not coincidentally recorded at the studio of the same name in Wilson County, Tennessee. The result being what's considered one of the first country rock albums. That being the reason they're being referenced here. From that LP, the single, Long Walking Down to Misery.
There's a fallacy, a misconceived. It was my mistake to heaven set here. And if blunder grows, a ship to shore. Nobody likes me anymore, especially Linda. Especially Linda. No matter how I try, she only says goodbye. And now I am long walking down to misery, long walking down to misery. If I
a sweetheart. She's a 24-hour girl. She came to stay for just one day into my lonesome world. She dropped by on a Sunday. She was gone by Monday noon. I asked her where she was headed there. Said, girl, you leave too soon.
Living's easy when you're flying. Love is easy when you're blind.
Laughing comes on when you're dying. And
leaves you easy when you're high. She's a 24-hour girl. She came to stay for just one day into my lonesome world. She didn't leave a bit of clothing, no, she didn't leave a tear to weep. So I'll turn my back on her pillow sack and run myself to sleep.
Face away so as not to be unkind. Would you promise me you'll hold your tongue like I'm holding on to mine? And like the southern wind, I blew into your time. Now I've gone, and the song I wrote you down, it's singing. So far you say you really want to try. It's just the lines I wrote to you about a couple of years gone by. So give my love to Augustine, say you won't be long. And he took a little ride on account of me, but he wrote me down this song. And like the southern wind, he blew in to our time. Now he's gone, and the song he wrote us down, it's singing. Just the lines I wrote to you about a couple of years gone by. So give my love to Augustine, say it won't be long. And he took a little ride on account of me, but he wrote me down this song. And like the southern wind, he blew into our time. Now he's gone. With the song he wrote us down.
been born in New York City. A New York City girl I'd know. Working in the concrete, not the sunlight. Living in that New York rain and snow. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and the California woman in my song. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and the California heartbeat in my soul. And just to think I might have never known you, I had lived my life in Tennessee. But I really could have never let that happen, for you in California are in me. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California woman in my song. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California heartbeat in my soul. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California woman in my soul. Yeah, there's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California heartbeat in my soul.
Standing outside of Houston, not a dime do I own. I used to go back, those beautiful woods, back there in San Antonio. Now I'm up in San Francisco, wondering where I ought to be. And I wonder what happened to the man inside Gorilla Texas and me.
Oh, yeah.
The anomaly of the show is the not a California band, Mason Prophet. These Champaign, Illinois country rockers also employed a touch of bluegrass to their music, something that made them difficult to categorize and also, and more importantly, market. Releasing six LPs, three of which for Warner, the band quietly faded away. From 1971's Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream album, we heard 24 Hour Sweetheart. Matthew's Southern Comfort was another not a California band. It was the next step of its namesake from the British Fairport Convention, a band that took its cues from American folk and country. When Ian left to pursue a solo career, the remains became just Southern Comfort, releasing three LPs for the Capitol subsidiary, Harvest. Southern Wind was from Ian's first solo endeavor, If You Saw Through My Eyes, from 1971. Next, we're back in California with John Stewart, a songwriter that first found success as one of the Kingston Trio, wrote Daydream Believer for the Monkees, and is best known for his solo hit, Gold, from 1979's Bombs Away Dream Babies LP. Situated between the Trio and Gold was 1969's California Bloodlines album. The LP was recorded in Nashville using some of the same musicians that contributed to Dylan's Nashville Skyline album, and is considered his signature LP. We heard the title track. Returning to a not a California band was San Antonio's Sir Douglas Quintet. Best known for the Nowhere Close to Country, She's About a Mover. Their country roots via a Tex-Mex feel soon came to the fore with 1968's Mendocino LP, which featured Texas Me. Clearly country rock, but with an unusual time signature for the genre.
Such a lovely day.
smile. A frown would be fancy. I wanna play, oh, what a day. I got to dream. I can't find a reason to care. And it seems I hung all my thoughts in midair. Look over there, oh, stop and stare. It's a good morning and I'm feeling fine. What did you say? It's a wonderful day. A frown would just be passé. I wanna play, oh what a day.
Nothing. Now I'm in love with you, and you've taken me the long way around. Take a look how young we are. A month has changed the moon and the stars, changing the things we do. You've been looking for something strong when other things don't mean nothing. I'm in love with you, and you've taken me the long way around. Well, I can't see beyond the doubt that's in your eyes. It's on the outskirts of my fading alibi. Been long since I was hard on you, but now a time has come when yesterday don't mean nothing. Now I'm in love with you, and you've taken me the long way around. Now I'm in love with you, and you've taken me the long way around.
The difference between Brewer and Shipley's first two LPs was the inclusion of a pedal steel guitar and a fiddle on the latter, now giving it the chops to be considered a country rock record. That LP, 1969's Weeds, also featured Mike Bloomfield on guitar and Nicky Hopkins on keyboard. From that album, we heard Boomerang. Arguably, the first pop country rock album in the Eagles' mold was Poco's first, Picking Up the Pieces. They're only to include future Eagle Randy Meisner. From that LP, What a Day. Linda Ronstadt's first single as a solo artist, post-Stone Ponies, was Long Way Around, from her homegrown, hand-sewn LP, which left the folk of the Ponies behind for a more country-flavored sound. Despite the single being written by former Stone Pony Kenny Edwards. We're wrapping up things with Steve Young's Seven Bridges Road from his LP, Rock, Salt, and Nails.
There are stars in the southern sky. Down the Seven Bridges Road.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Zero, if you don't need your substance.